Hi, this is Dylan with Limp Patrol. We specialize in professional dryer vent cleaning and appliance preventative maintenance. If your clothes are taking longer to dry, your dryer could be warning you about a hidden fire hazard. Limp Patrol is here to help keep your home safe, improve appliance performance, and even lower your energy bills. Regular maintenance can help your appliances last longer and keep your home running efficiently. Don't overwork your dryer or let hidden lint start a fire. Call Limp Patrol today for a free estimate at 805-975-5176 or visit limppatrolca.com.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
You might have tried the wonderfully fresh Red Scooter Deli, but did you know they offer beautiful catering choices? Whether you need your company breakfast or meeting catered, or you're hosting a party, Red Scooter Deli delivers. Breakfast and lunch for groups, dessert trays with fresh baked goods or box lunches. So many choices, and the food is always fresh. For weddings, meetings, or parties, go to redscooterdeli.com. Two locations in Paso Robles.
Ever arrived at an appointment and found that there was no elevator to the second story in the building, and the appointment is on the second floor? Every part of your lower body is involved in climbing stairs. The big muscles, like the quadriceps, hamstrings, and glutes, power most of the movement, plus the muscles in the ankles and toes. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. Build the strength, balance, and mobility you need with one simple, no equipment movement that you can do anywhere. No gym membership or fancy equipment is needed for this one, and it's free. It's called Air Squats. Start off slowly and ease into the movement. Your muscles get stronger as you practice air squats, and you will be surprised how much easier you can climb stairs. First, stand with your feet hip-width apart, with your toes facing forward. If you are unsteady on your feet, place a chair behind you. Keeping your feet flat on the floor and your back straight, slowly move or push your hips toward the chair seat as if you're going to sit down. But don't sit down. Pause, take a breath. Next, push your legs straight and stand back up. This air squat will do wonders for your legs, the strength in your legs, and improve mobility. Keep listening for more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, August 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Chair of Templeton Area Advisory Group sentenced to a month in county jail. Representative Panetta announces $4 million for Paso Robles Airport. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. 71-year-old David Allen Leader, head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, has been sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation and 30 days in county jail. His sentencing is from felony vandalism and misdemeanor violations of court orders. Mr. Leader pled guilty to these counts in July. His plea agreement resolved two consolidated criminal cases arising from a prolonged pattern of alleged vandalism, harassment, and repeated violations of a civil harassment restraining order at several Templeton area neighbors. A restitution hearing is scheduled for November 4th at 8:30 a.m. in Department 7 of the San Luis Obispo County Superior Court. Representative Jimmy Panetta announced nearly $4 million in federal funding will go to rehabilitate Taxiway A at the Paso Robles Municipal Airport. The federal grant, awarded through the FAA's Airport Improvement Program, will support the rehabilitation of 1,900 feet of existing taxiway pavement and minimize foreign object debris that could interfere with safe airport operations. Mayor John Hammond said, quote, Congressman Panetta's $3.9 million investment strengthens our airport's infrastructure and safety, supporting regional economic growth, public safety, air operations, emergency response, and our future horizontal launch spaceport opportunities. San Luis Obispo County Agriculture generates $3.4 billion to local economy. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. According to a new study released by the county's Agricultural Commission, Sealer, Martin, Sedeve, and Demme, the county's agricultural and livestock sectors generated $3.4 billion in economic activity in 2024. The study found that agricultural activity injects $9.3 million into the county's economy every day. This report reflects a 34% increase from the 2019 economic report. Agriculture employment totaled over 19,000 positions. About 12,000 were tied to agricultural production and processing. Adjusting for inflation, agricultural production value has grown 22.5% over the last decade in San Luis Obispo County. The full report, titled Economic Contributions of San Luis Obispo County Agriculture and Livestock, is now available for public review on the county's website. It was prepared by Dr. Jeff Langles and Dr. Fernando Diabolis of Agricultural Impact Associates, LLC. Yesterday afternoon, Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a structure fire found at a duplex at 522 4th Street. The fire started on the outside deck and spread into nearby vegetation. Firefighters contained the blaze to the deck and exterior of building with no extension into the attic. A total of 12 firefighters responded to the incident. The cause of the fire was determined to be smoking-related, according to a release from the fire department. Highway 41 was closed in both directions yesterday morning due to a fire near the Kings County and San Luis Obispo County lines. A big rig carrying hay that was on fire pulled over to the roadside at about 9:30 a.m. yesterday morning. The fire from the hay spread to nearby vegetation, prompting a response from Kings County Fire at about 10 a.m. CHP posted on X that the fire would close the highway in both directions between the 46 at the Chelam Y and Highway 33. The highway was closed for about an hour as crews worked to extinguish the blaze. The next regularly scheduled meeting for the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority for Wednesday, August 26th, has been canceled. The next meeting will be held Wednesday, September 23rd at 4 p.m. in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Rockies 6-4, the Astros over the Angels 3-2, Royals beat the Athletics 9-7, the Giants shut off the Guardians 1-0, the Mets beat the Padres 4-2, the Yankees over the Orioles 5-3. Tonight, the Angels will face the Astros, the Athletics will go against the Royals, the Giants will face the Guardians, Yankees will go against the Orioles. In California news, CHP has joined more than 100 law enforcement agencies for a national organized retail crime blitz, helping recover almost $1.5 million in stolen goods. From August 1st through the 9th, CHP's task force saturated communities and led coordinated enforcement operations and businesses, arresting 97 suspects. Earlier this week, the California Public Utilities Commission approved Waymo's updated passenger safety plan, clearing the company to expand paid driverless services across more of California. The footprint will now reach new markets around Sacramento and San Diego, while expanding territory around San Francisco and Los Angeles. On Wednesday, the California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection approved a new Zone Zero law throughout the state. Under the new guidelines, Californians in specific areas statewide could be required to remove combustible materials outside their home. Zone Zero targets the first 5 feet around the home. The draft regulation says fallen leaves, tree needles, bark storing firewood, and other combustible materials must be removed from this area. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. Cape, your own news time is 7:17.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Cargill workers at the company's Fort Morgan beef processing plant have approved a new 5-year labor agreement, bringing a 3-month labor dispute to an end. Workers are expected to begin returning to the plant around August 24th, with beef processing scheduled to resume during the week of September 7th. Cargill halted operations after workers rejected an earlier contract proposal and amid concerns about a potential strike. With nitrogen and fertilizer prices at current levels, producers are split on whether to wait on purchases or move on purchasing now for next season. Vice President of Fertilizer at StoneX, Josh Linville.
I think it's a huge mix. I think that there is a group of farmers out there that have gone ahead and they've bought their anhydrous for the fall. I think some folks have already started to buy up some of their UAN for next spring. Same thing for urea. These values have dipped down. When you look at where we're at today on a lot of these prices, they are down remarkably from where they were in March and April. And so just from that perspective, it's one of those things that's like, well, yeah, it's not quite where I would think it would be historically, but it was also way up here just not that long ago. Let's just jump on those when we get the chance. And I think there's going to be a lot of other farmers who look at it and say, this just does not make sense for my operation. If I plug those numbers into my spreadsheet, it's kicking out red numbers. that doesn't make sense, I'll wait and I'll see.
Linville encourages producers to set aside the emotion that comes with a volatile market and focus on what the price itself is signaling.
Ranchers are the primary managers and environmental stewards of more than 250 million acres of federal land across the West. As a cow-calf producer from Colorado who has held federal grazing permits for over 50 years, I've seen directly how national policy affects my operation. I'm Robbie LaValle of the National Public Lands Council, and I invite you to join PLC in Colorado this September for our 58th annual meeting. Register to join us at our convention September 15th through 17th on our website, publiclandscouncil.org.
Across the West, many of our neighbors are facing the challenges of wildfires this year. Our thoughts are with the ranchers, farmers, families, firefighters, and first responders working tirelessly to protect our lives, livestock, and the land we all depend on. Here at the Western Ag Network, we're proud to stand with our agricultural communities. From all of us here, thank you to those on the front lines and to the communities helping one another through these difficult times.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California lettuce was not impacted in a sprawling cyclospora outbreak that sickened thousands of people and made frequent headlines this summer. But farmers in the state who produce most of the country's lettuce are shouldering much of the economic pain as wary consumers ditch lettuce and other fresh produce. Last month, lettuce prices declined 16.4%, the largest month-over-month drop on record, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Meanwhile, market research from a firm reported that from July 18th through August 8th, sales of iceberg lettuce fell 25.4%. And prepackaged salads dipped 34.2%. Growers said they were left with little choice but to destroy about a third of their lettuce crops that were ready to harvest. It's been really bad, said Ryan Kelly, vice president and general manager of Salinas-based Boudinet Farms in Monterey County. Since mid-July, he said the collapse in lettuce sales has erased the farm's entire profit margin for the year. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-90s. Southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight, low 60s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-90s. West winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, sunny Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 90s Saturday, mid-90s on Sunday, low 90s Monday, upper 90s on Tuesday, mid-90s on Wednesday, 91 a week from today. Currently, it is 59 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened sharply lower. Interest rates on long-term Treasury notes moved higher after moderating yesterday following the U.S. government taking steps to buy more of the bonds. Walmart's sales improved in the recent quarter, though its growth has slowed to the smallest increases in 6 years. Online shopping and ads on its website and in stores helped boost its business. Walmart shares opened down about 8%. Deere is reporting higher profit and sales for the recent quarter. Its construction business saw strong demand. Its agriculture business is seeing continuing weakness. Deere shares are up 1%. Bitcoin's price is just under $72,000 this morning. President Trump is urging Congress to advance a fair version of the Clarity Act. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association presents Let's Make a Deal, Kids Market, and Paso Robles Fandom, August 22nd in the downtown city park. Buy, sell, or trade vintage, new, and used items. Also anime, trading cards, games, and comic books. Buy, sell, or trade at Let's Make a Deal, Kids Market, and Paso Robles Fandom, August 22nd, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. For more info, go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Ristorante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
August 21st, the Soda Crackers bring their classic Bakersfield sound to Templeton's Vintage Community Outdoor Theater for a great live concert.
I've got a two-sip solution for my twisted problem.
Bring a chair, a picnic, or purchase food and drinks on site. But most of all, bring your dancing boots. The Soda Crackers, August 21st, 6:30 p.m. at Vintage Community, 690 Peterson Ranch Road in Templeton, just up from the CHP station. Concerts are free and open to all ages.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com as we're ready for Freedom of Speech, and it's brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero, El Camino Real. Remember, they are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen on Sound Off. She will be discussing the 6th arrest of a repeat offender, mostly in Paso Robles. And Dan Dial will be in on the discussion. Also, several of the, I'll use Karen's words here because she's been the man's victims. So, could get emotional this afternoon here on Sound Off. All right, so whatever may be on your minds, let's see here. I think I got a text in. When that guy goes to Vegas to get tires and ammo, maybe he can do me a favor and pick me up a new gas-powered lawnmower. All right. Well, maybe you'll run into him. Will the Democrat Party be included in the search for records that the that tie them to the past slavery involvement? I know that that is a sarcastic question, so I'll answer it, though, anyway. No, that ain't going to happen. Let's see here. And good news about the ag industry here in this county and all the money. Chris, what was the amount that you had?
I think it was over $3.4 billion.
You know what's amazing about that? Good, because I wish people would understand the importance of the industry. But what's really amazing about that is $4 point something billion, and our county is broke. And they needed more money, at least they're not going to try this go round, from Slocog to take care of our roads. All this success, all this money, and we have none. Can, again, questions that need to be asked. When you go to the Board of Supervisors, can you ask them, well, with all this, where did it go? Where did the money go? You like to put out these releases? That's good, because the people in those industries, they work really hard. They work really hard. But the government still needs more money from us. It's either amazing or pathetic. I don't know which. All right, so let's see here. Got a question to throw out regarding, and this is a topic around the country, on these AI data centers. Because the emerging technology is one thing, but these centers, they're energy sucking. And the artificial intelligence boom has been at a unavoidable pace or place. It is raising the monthly electric bills for quite a few people where these centers have popped up. And the average wholesale electricity price, and depending on 6%, and as they continue to go, they could be 20 to 30% higher by 2028. So, depending on its size, a single center can use as much electricity as a small city. Think about that. And that's not even the water and the impact on the, it can change, what do they call those? Not multi-climates or something like that, but in certain areas, I think even in our zone here, that there are certain areas, whether it's on the west side or east side, for certain things to be grown because of the, what do they call them, microclimates or something like that within a climate. Anyway, the centers supposedly have impacts on that. Now, as the centers connect to the grid, utilities, you're going to need additional power from somewhere, and transmission lines, substations, and other infrastructure to serve them. And again, the water is, they use millions of gallons of water a day. So, from what I've heard or read, a lot of cities don't want them. But it gets to the point, how can we exist without them? because we want these, we want the AI, or at least, you know, part of the technology. Some may not want AI. I mean, we have to be careful of it. But when you look at your electric or power bill, however you want to describe it, what would you say about 25 to 30% of it is additional fees? Then you have the licenses with the taxes tacked on top of those fees. So what are we really paying, and how much will they go up? They go up. Chris, do you know how far back these centers go?
Data centers?
Yeah.
Well, for AI, no, but data centers, you know, have existed for the internet for a while, because that's where most of the internet comes from, is data centers, technically.
Okay, and again, I have a hard time grasping this. So the AI is basically what we have now.
No. It uses, you know, similar technology, because, like, you know, it also needs a computer, and the internet is basically just a series of connected computers. But AI uses a lot more power than most websites do. It's hardly even comparable.
It's because they're working harder. Is that it?
If you want to be complimentary about it.
Well, what do you mean? If I want to be complimentary, I don't understand.
Well, yeah, working harder, yes, but that sounds like you're complimenting the AI. That's all I mean. I'm not a big AI guy, so I don't like using words like that when describing it.
Well, but is that to simplify it? Saying, okay, so what makes this different, where they need more power and they need more water to cool down than what we're used to?
There's a lot more computational stuff involved. Yes, they do indeed require, it does indeed require more energy, more water, because it works harder, sure.
Okay. But in the end, isn't it the same result? Is from what we've started, other than maybe speed, because everybody wants more speed on their computers, right?
Sure.
I mean, even if, you're so lucky you weren't around when we had the dial-up.
Correct.
You've heard of that, right?
Yes, I've heard of dial-up internet. I know the little sound effect that it makes.
Oh, my gosh, that was...
For speed, I don't think... Well, if you're talking about, like, internet connectivity speed, I don't think that's... AI helps with that.
Okay. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. A couple things. One real quick on the AI. These data centers... Yeah, there's some issues for sure with water and power use. But I want to take this back to what you asked last week about what we want from our politicians. And I would like reality from our politicians. And we have gone down this road for the last, I don't know, decades here with this green energy thing, which is a farce. We should be building power plants that are not solar panels or wind. That's not going to solve our energy issues. You can take AI out of the equation and just talk about electric cars. We don't have the power for that. And they're trying to shut down. At one point, they were trying to shut down Gavin Newsom and company and environmental extremists, trying to shut down Diablo Canyon. Well, now they realize they need it. The fact of the matter is, we should be building, or should have built decades ago, two more reactors out there, two more. Which was the original plan, if I'm not mistaken. They were talking about having, instead of two, four or six. Nuclear power is a great way to go. Natural gas is another way to generate power. We're not generating enough power. And then you throw an AI to the mix. Guess what? We're in competition with China, and it's actually a national defense issue. AI is quite beneficial to national defense. That's where technology is taking us. So we can't lose this race. So do I want a data center in my backyard? No, I don't. But there has to be a place for it. And they have to be able to produce their own power so that they're not making all the rest of us pay two and three times for the electricity. There is an issue there, but it can be solved. But it takes reality from our politicians saying we need power for the grid, and it's not going to come from wind turbines and solar panels. That's not going to cut it.
Okay, let's go back, you know, when you mentioned, you know, a decade or so, when this push for the green and all these other things and the, I'll call it harassment of Diablo Canyon, Because I think was Santa Ofre, were they the last plant to close down here in this state?
I believe so. There was one in Sacramento, and I don't remember which was the last one prior, but I think it was Santa Ofre.
Okay. Do you think that those people that were pushing for all this nonsense, are they that stupid to know that we needed those things, or was it simply political, or do we need to follow the money?
I think that there's a percentage of the population, if you're talking about, that are just too naive, and they believe the rhetoric coming from the environmental extremists and the politicians, because there's money to be made. You're right. People like Warren Buffett invested in when some of these people, because they knew that there would be government subsidies. They knew what either they coerced the politicians or they knew what the politicians were going to do. You look at Al Gore. He was worth a couple million way back when, and then now he's worth like $300 million, and it's all off the wind and solar and some of this other nonsense. He made buku bucks off the backs of the taxpayer, quite frankly. And that's what's happening here.
Well, when you mention the people being naive, and that's a very kind word you're using, is don't these people, they use the same technologies that most of us do. How do they think they continue to live a very, shall we say, convenient life?
For some reason, Kevin, there's just a disconnect. People don't pay enough attention, and they don't think things through. It's partially a fault of our education system. We've dumbed down society, and people don't ask critical questions. They don't think about things. They hear things. They read a headline. You know full well how you can read a headline of a story, and then if you actually read the whole story, it totally counters what the headline said. I remember reading 40 years ago about global warming, and then if you read all the way through the article, there'd be a sentence or two down towards the end that would totally counter what the headline was.
Mm-hmm.
And I still think that's the case. Name the subject. I still think that's the case. People get duped. And we don't have real conversations. We don't have real debates. It's unfortunate, quite frankly. But yeah, we have a problem with energy. Getting back to that, we need to be building power plants. China's building them left and right, and they're all coal-powered. Nuclear power, we haven't built a nuclear power plant since Diablo Canyon 45 years ago, 50 years ago. That's a good way to go. And the fear tactics used for nuclear power are just that. They're fear tactics. It's a safe way to generate power. I'm sorry, it just is. It's been demonized and unfairly so.
Well, you know, when you mention the fear tactics, it goes back for me that, look, folks, Americans need to grow up, because you want your lifestyle, you want your conveniences, but you want absolutely no risk involved. It's almost impossible. There's going to be some risks. You just say, okay, overall, this is going to be better for more people. Something may go wrong, but that's no different than getting out and going into the real world on a daily basis. You may get hit by a train when you walk out your door.
Yep. You can't avoid all risk. By the same token, you can't avoid all impact either. There's going to be impacts. They don't talk about the impacts to the environment for solar panels and wind generation, but they do for Diablo Canyon. What's the impact of Diablo Canyon? It warms the water for a couple of acres in the ocean right there. That's not that big of a deal. It just isn't. They make a big deal of it, but it's not that big of a deal.
I don't see a lot of dead sea life washing up on the shore there.
No. It changes the environment, but we do. We have impact. In order to live, you're going to have an impact on the environment. Do we want to pour chemicals that kill a river directly? No, of course not. We have laws, and we've done a great job with cleaning up the environment, but it does take a good economy to clean up the environment. Third world countries are just cesspools because they don't have the money to clean up their environment. and do things in a clean way. We do. But we're on the verge of ruining our economy with restricting energy. We got to have the energy. They're shutting down mining. Why do we have mining around the world but not here? Well, you send it to a third world country, there's still an impact. It's just not in your backyard. That's an issue.
Well, what's interesting is that, you know, again, going back X amount of years, the, you know, particularly in Europe, you know, the windmills were going up and all these other energy things. And a lot of those countries are going back, I'll just say, to the old way of doing things, whether it's building, as you alluded to, other than China, nuclear power plants, or coal, or, you know, going back to mining.
The best way to keep the environment clean and a good economy is cheap, dependable power, energy. It's very, very important. It's key. It is the key. And I don't understand why we don't realize that. We have, well, look at Gavin Newsom. As a lieutenant governor, he tried to get Diablo Canyon shut down. Then as governor, he realized it was going to be a disaster if it shut down, so he changed his mind. Is he that? I think he's that dumb, quite frankly. I don't think he thinks things through. I don't know. But,
you know, I think he is a puppet.
I think. Yeah, that's probably true.
You know, he moves his lips when somebody else tells him what to say. Because when he goes off on his own and ad libs, he is an idiot.
That's true.
I mean, if you've
in this whole thing with energy and the environmental movement, we've shut down manufacturing here. We've offshored all kinds of manufacturing. And essentially that offshores some of the energy use, and so it goes someplace else. But it's still energy that's being used, and we're not getting the benefit of the jobs here. Yeah. So you're getting it in China. Try and buy something that's not made in China. It's ridiculous.
Well,
it's just ridiculous.
I know Americans don't have as much choice as they used to, but they still have a choice. But, you know, it's like, okay, I'm going to buy something from China, our enemy, because it's a dollar cheaper than something made in America. Who are you helping?
Too many people don't think things through. That comes back to that. They bump along, and they get swayed by headlines. And so, I mean, look at the political advertising. I think some of it's just such a joke. But it obviously works. People get duped by this all the time. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, sir. Nice call. I gotta go.
Okay. All right. See ya.
All right. Bye. Gonna exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Representative Jimmy Padetta announced nearly $4 million in federal funding has gone to rehabilitate Taxiway A at the Paso Robles Municipal Airport. The federal grant, awarded through the Federal Aviation Administration's Airport Improvement Program, will support the rehabilitation of the 1,900 feet of existing taxiway pavement. 71-year-old David Allen Leader, head of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, has been sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation and 30 days in county jail. This sentencing is from felony vandalism and misdemeanor violations of court orders, arising from a prolonged pattern of alleged vandalism and harassment at several Templeton area neighborhoods. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump announcing the most crushing economic operation ever taken. Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv.
President Trump announced what he is calling economic D-Day against Iran. Posting to True Social, no one has given the Islamic Republic of Iran a greater opportunity to make a deal than me. Tragically for them, they have failed to take it. Therefore, today I am announcing the most crushing economic operation ever taken against any country. This will be economic warfare and isolation on an unprecedented scale.
With intelligence reports reports that Iran's food prices are already up 164%. Supporters of nurse Lindsay Clancy, who argues postpartum psychosis for killing her three kids in Massachusetts, stage a silent rally called Stand in Peace for Lindsay, holding hands wearing pink. After strong testimony from a forensic psychologist that she reported a male voice told her she had no choice but to kill her kids and herself. America's listening to Fox News.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunshine with some high clouds, mid-90s, mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 60. And for your Friday, we will be in the mid-90s once again. And then Saturday, as we head on out, we'll be into the upper 90s, mid-90s Sunday, low 90s Monday, back to the upper 90s on Tuesday and Wednesday, and low 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down, 627 a.m., 7:48 p.m. We are at 62 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Great meals at a great price. All right, now, something that we need to be reminded from time to time, whether it's wildfires, the heavy rains and the waters and other things that may come up, earthquakes, make sure that you are prepared in case of a disaster in no matter where you are. And that's, you might want to look up some information available from the North County Community Emergency Response Team, known as CERT. You'll be able to get educated and maybe help your neighbors and certainly your friends and family out. And be prepared for disaster and protect, okay? And again, that is, you can go to a couple of sites. You can look up North County CERT at gmail.com, or you can even go to your city's, probably your fire and emergency services websites for the information that you really need to have to make sure that you are prepared. Also, programs and services are available here. The California Central Coast chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. You get education, support groups, care consultation, and online learning, and just a big, big help for those, not only with Alzheimer's, but those who are caring for those. Caring. And they have a 24/7 help hotline as well. So look up Central Coast Alzheimer's Association and get the help you or someone you love needs. Community Calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Remember, lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. See, they've got you covered 7 days a week. All right, moving gently along here on The Right Choice.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, and they've got so much they can do for you to help you out. Just go to bellajewel.com for more information. All right, local celebrities on this Thursday. Let's see here. We have Judy Miller, James Jackson, Charles Roden, Lydia Willis, Taylor Silva, Steve Herring, Meg Williamson, Brent Dizon. Let's see here. I'm trying to rhymes with Steve. I can't. Mosky Owen Rubo. Okay, that's it says Chris Bausch's wife. That's all it says here. Oh, Julie Bausch and Jane and Andy Dasko. Okay, there you go. Got it over with. Let's see here. On my other list, we have Valley of the Dolls author Jacqueline Suzanne, 1918-1974. Oh, Billy Bayou, watch where you go. Jim Reeves, country singer, 1923, passed away in 1964, killed in that plane crash near Nashville. And who else on this list here? Don King, guy with the nice-looking hair, boxing promoter, 1931. Country singer, the son of Ernest Justin Tubb, 1935-1998. From the Rookies, Sam Melville, 1936-1989. Oh, I love the song Shaft. Isaac Hayes, 1942-2008. Also on the list we have Craig Nettles, pretty good baseball player. Particularly, he was a heck of a fielder and very clutch hitter. 1944, played with a bunch of teams. Connie Chung, 1946. From Chicago, Jim Pankow, one of the trombonists and songwriters, 1947. Robert Plant, oh yeah, Zeppelin and Honey Drippers, 1948. Onward we go here with, from Parliament Funkadelic, the drummer, Jerome Bigfoot Braley. He was born in 1950. Country singer, Rudy Gatlin from the Gatlin Boys, 1952. This guy was quite an athlete and just a winner. That's it. Quinn Buckner, 1954. Al Roker, 1954. Continuing on the list here, we have anyone? Anyone? Todd Helton. I think he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, is he not? He was born in 1973. And D. Snoop, the actor. Well, they had... I better not tell you what he was acting in. I don't know why they had this on the list. I thought it was a rapper when I saw the name. Sorry about that. All right, passing away on this day. Oops. Let's see, who passed away on this day? I did have a list here. Yeah, Jerry Lewis, 2017. Also passing away on this day, one of the great country singers and songwriters of all time. Son played linebacker for the University of Kentucky, Dean. Tom Hall, he shot himself in 2021. A great comedian, I loved her. Phyllis Diller, 2012. George Adamson, remember Born Free and all that? He was killed in 1989. Mickey Daniels from the R Gang films, he passed away in 1970. And who else do we have on the list here? William Booth, co-founder of the Salvation Army. All right, there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Going to the top of the list, he was a captain of the last undefeated NCAA Division I championship at the University of Indiana and also the captain of the 1976 Olympic gold medal team. He had a 10-year NBA career, not too shabby. He also had won a ring with the Boston Celtics. He went to IU, as I mentioned, and he was also a defensive back. That's not too bad for this guy. So Quinn Buckner, again, just a winner. He is one of only eight players to achieve a triple crown in basketball, winning an NCAA championship, an NBA championship, and an Olympic gold medal. He is only one of three players to win a high school state championship, the NCAA championship, an NBA championship, and the Olympic gold. This guy was just gold wherever he went. Winner, winner, winner. Not the flashiest guy on any team he played for, but he made other players around him better. And he was taken in the first round, seventh overall, back in 1976 by the Milwaukee Bucks. And he was all defensive team in the NBA four times. Quinn Buckner, the winner, to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Yesterday afternoon, Paso Fire and Emergency Services responded to a structure fire at 522 4th Street. The fire spread to nearby vegetation, starting on the outside deck. Firefighters managed to contain it with no extension into the attic, and the cause was determined to be smoking related.
According to a new study, the county's agricultural and livestock sectors generated $3.4 billion in economic activity in 2024. The study found that the agriculture activity injects $9.3 million into the county's economy every day. This report reflects a 34% increase from the 2019 economic report. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
In that 1976 draft, again, he was taken seventh overall by the Milwaukee Bucks. His teammate Scott May was taken number two by the Chicago Bulls. And another teammate who was a really good basketball player, Bob Wilkinson, was taken 11th by Seattle. Maybe that's why they won the championship and didn't lose a game. I think they only lost one game in the year before. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.